on the left of that one. Just like that.
Coach, you were here more than a month ago, and you won and started like some kind of a streak, and then you're here today. Do you sort of like this, the narrowness of this field, and would you like to trade places with the field in Winnipeg?
I like when my team executes a game plan for 90 minutes, then they win football matches, and I like winning. So I don't care if it's at York, Halifax, Dingley Dell, or Knobbly End.
So what has been, I guess, the improvement from just your last two games to now, the turnaround?
Well, to be fair, we were excellent after about 30 minutes against Forge and down to 10 men, so I don't think you could fault the performance. It was the giving the opposition games. And that's what we said, don't give up silly goals, make the opposition earn everything they get. And that's what we've been guilty of, unfortunately, throughout the season, is not making the opposition earn a result. And today we were obviously executed well, we were terrific in transition, we were clinical, we could have scored and should have scored more, their keeper made a couple of great saves. So it was a proper performance today, and I'm just delighted for the players and the lads. Because full credit to them for executing. Yeah, I mean, the attacking three, really, Marco, Ali and young Tyler here were excellent. Like I said, every time we got the ball down the sides of their centre halves, which was our game plan, and run at them, commit defenders, I felt like we were going to score. I mean, I thought we created lots of chances. We had defected shots. We were good offset pieces today. So they were terrific today.
And Skyler, too, I mean, it was a starter game. It seemed to partner well with the defense as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's been our original plan, right, with Skyler and Jordan, but injuries, suspensions, another suspension. Sky missed the last game. I think people underestimate that when they look at our team and they see some, we had one bad performance, obviously, that everyone will highlight. But we've had massive injuries, suspensions, players, especially in the back line, we've not been able to keep a consistent back line, and that obviously affects everything going forward. So that means that the ones ahead of them had to work and dig in. You saw Tyler and Ali and Bustos working back, getting the shape, getting the organisation to give us that springboard to then play the type of football we want, and they've done that fantastically well today. He's all right. It's his birthday today, so DTR obviously wanted to give him the bumps. And Aparicio and everyone who got near him. So I think he's got a sore bum. He might not be able to sit down tonight on the plane, but he'll be fine.
Coach, Tyler's been one of the great stories of the CPL this year, you know, going from an open trialist to arguably being one of the best strikers in the league this season. In your eyes, you know, you've been around youth for a long time. How important it has the CPL been for people like Tyler and other players of his age, around that age, and you know, does Tyler get an opportunity like this, a real professional opportunity without this?
Maybe not right away, coming from Winnipeg and not having that opportunity, but he's talented enough to go and earn opportunities. It is a great story, and look, I've been in youth development a long time, you've got to be patient, and we've talked to Tyler about that and talked to him at the early of the season and said, you know, you'll get opportunities and sometimes he gets battered and physically clattered, you know, and he gets targeted, and other times there's more games that come on from him. But what he's done is he's got his head down, he's worked, he works hard off the field, and it shows you, look, there's young players in every team, but we've played as, so there's your difference. How many 17-year-olds are getting minutes? Count them on your hand if you like. Us and Pacific, maybe two. Well done from the man from the West. Yes. Okay. So you've got to be patient, but you've got to give them opportunities when you think it's right. You've got to keep working him off the field. That's why I said we brought in players like McKaylee as well, so they have experienced players around them to learn from. But he's a sponge. He's out there every day. He's doing extra work. He's getting balls crossed in. He's getting work on his receiving qualities, the technical side of his game, the finishing. So we have to keep doing that. If we want to move on in this country, this was the purpose of the league. We need more franchises. We need more sponsors. We need more support, top to bottom, to continue to hopefully breed the next Jonathan Davids and Alfonso Davies and, you know, Kyle Larins and young players who've got opportunities at the right time in the right environment, prove that they can become, you know, professional long-term footballers.
Just spending lots of time together on and off the field in the change room. Marco's obviously a really great player, and you know, learning from him has been amazing. You know, I just try to work off his movements, and you know, he does really good at, you know, finding space and beating players 1v1, so I'm just trying to make the runs off of the other defenders, trying to make space. So you just gain that connection, you know, over time, over games. You know, maybe it wasn't there the first couple games we had together, but it just keeps developing. For me, I wasn't too sure where I really wanted to go or what I really wanted to do. But then when obviously I heard about the open trials, there was nothing else on my mind. You know, being able to play in Winnipeg and, you know, in front of my home fans and to be given this opportunity has been amazing.
And Coach, do you see any difference between a player like Dylan Cabrera who came through U Sports and through the draft versus a player like Tyler who comes through the open trials?
Oh, Dylan also was in a professional academy before that, right? I think what it shows is you have to have multiple pathways in any development platform. As we build as football clubs, a structure I'm trying to put in behind the scenes, all the work you never see, is to provide environments and pathways. Look, we're going to have a massive problem in the off-season where we all go away for 6 months. So good luck being the under-20 coach that tries to qualify against Mexico when your players haven't played for 5 months. I've lived that twice. We've got to continue to build pathways. Partnerships, development programming, work with U Sports, but work with the NCAA, work with youth environments, build regional development and clubs, make those stronger. Coach education, look, I could go on. I've been in Canadian soccer for the last 15 years. Sometimes it's a challenge, it's frustration and hard work, but you're in it for the long term and the long game. And I know that probably better than most. So you've got to continue to build those environments and patience and find pathways and more opportunities, increased opportunities, so that you can see we're inspiring the next. You see, come to our home games, and I spend 45 minutes before a game with all the local kids and the clubs and coming out, and they're wearing Atardo shirts now or Bustos shirts, and that's what it's about. Having local heroes, because that's how we're going to develop the game. Canadian heroes, that's why Alf's so important. That's why Arfield and all these guys at Tiba, who never got the credit he deserved. But it's hard work, and we need everybody behind it from on and off the field, and to continue to grow this league to what it could become. And if we do that and we continue to build, then it's going to be exciting for all of us come 2026. And, you know, sometimes you take results that you don't enjoy. Sometimes players' performances are a little bit up and down. But if you're in it for the right reasons and the development of the game and the players, you have to remain persistent and continue to believe in these guys, because days like this, when they reward you and get the accolades that they deserve, are very enjoyable.
You spoke about delivering on the strategy that you had for today, and you only had about 36% possession, yet 20 shots. So could you speak as to, you know, how your team made best use of the limited opportunity you had at the ball to do that?
Yeah, I don't think it was limited opportunity. It might be possession in different areas, but we sat behind the ball, got a midfield block that gave us a springboard to attack, and then we went right down the throat. Simple as that. Be clinical, be direct, turn them round, run, drive at players, commit players beyond the ball into channels and join in behind from the midfield. We were playing Olay football for the last 10 minutes, so your possession stat, we might have got 35% in the last 10 minutes. Maybe we only had 1% before that. But 20 shots was a good return away from home. And a fantastic performance.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.